Okay, so in this week's Parsha, Parshat Miketz, we are continuing in the story of Paro being bothered by his dreams. We mentioned yesterday that we saw that the Chartumim that are mentioned here that he inquires after are what the definition of the word Chartumim is difficult to figure out. Magician, someone who sees secrets, whatever it is, there is an interesting connection probably between this being mentioned here, making sure that the Chartumim are mentioned in the interpretation of Paro's dream, and also they're mentioned in the story of Moshe and copying his miracles that he's able to perform in, or imitating them in some way. So it's interesting to try to make a connection and maybe see that there's something of a foreshadowing that's going on here. Okay, they're not able to give. It says in the pasuk in Mem Aleph Chet, it says that Paro told them the dreams. Vayisaper Paro lahem et chalamo. Paro told them his dreams. Vein potero tam leParo. And it literally translates as they did not give him a solution, which is very strange. Literally, they didn't give him a solution. Why not? If that's what it literally means, Rashi actually says potrim hayu otam. Avalola Paro. They gave a translation, they gave an interpretation of these dreams, but not to Paro. Shalohaya kulan nichnis bozenam, because he wasn't listening to them. Le'alo korat ruach bepitronam. He wasn't accepting anything that they would have said to him. Shalohayu omrim, because what were they saying? They were saying ridiculous interpretations. Sheva benot atam olid, you will give birth to seven daughters. Sheva banot Atakover, and you're going to bury those seven daughters. So Paro didn't want to accept this, so therefore their interpretations weren't entering his ears. So I think Rashi doesn't mean that they like said it to themselves, but they refused to say it to Paro. I think the idea is that when they would say it to Paro, it was as if they weren't even speaking to Paro, because he would just shake his head as soon as they started saying something like that. What exactly about that was didn't ring true for Paro is a good question. I actually think that what's going on here isn't what Rashi quotes, which is that they said like kind of ridiculous interpretations that he would hear, but maybe they said to him interpretations that were so bad that he refused to accept them. Perhaps the skinny cows, or perhaps the skinny stock, are the Jewish people. Why particularly seven of them? They were three forefathers and four foremothers. Classically understood. So there is seven in that sense, perhaps. And therefore, it could be that this is a reference to the Jewish people swallowing the fat cows or the fat stocks, which is Paro and his nation. Perhaps the prediction was that sometime in the future, you're going to have a people here who are skinny and weak, and yet miraculously they will destroy this country. And Paro didn't want to hear that. That's ridiculous. First of all, it's impossible for that to happen. We're an amazing nation, but I won't let it happen. And in fact, it's possible that this is what Paro, if it's the same Paro who rises after Yosef's death, who enslaves the Jewish people, the Israelites, it's possible that maybe he had this dream in mind and this interpretation to prevent it from ever occurring. And maybe he was worried, oh, there are people here and they are the skinny type, and perhaps they will take over, and we have to do everything we can to prevent that from happening. It's possible. I don't know. That could fit in with what Rashi's saying, and it could also fit in with what Shaddal is going to say here. He says, "Ve'im potero tamaparo." This is what Shaddal says. "Lo yahaya mishia dalif toro tamaparo lahanato ulahanat amo." It wasn't that they couldn't interpret it for Paro. They couldn't do it for the benefit of Paro. That's how he says. Nobody could think of a way in which skinny cows eating fat cows, etc., was a way that we can take advantage of the stream. And Paro is convinced that there must be some use to the stream to help him. Ki zehu mashaya Paro mivakesh. This is what Paro was looking for. She avinu mitoch chalamo, because he understood from his dreams the var ha'atid lavo alamo, that it was something of a prediction that would happen for the nation. And there must have been some purpose for him to be informed that this was going to happen, and therefore he could make use of that. Meaning, if it's something bad, it's something that he can prevent. He believed that the gods would not have sent him a dream and a prediction for the future if it wasn't for him. And apparently this is also on his birthday, right? That this is actually the birthday of Paro, so there must be even more significance here. Must be that the deities were telling him what to do, giving him some kind of prediction. That's why he calls everybody in, it seems like. Not just the Chartumim, but also the Chachmeh, as we noted yesterday. He asks anybody to interpret the dream in a way that would be benefit for the nation. Because that must be, he was convinced, why he was being told this dream. She'im ina tal omar kim. Because if you don't say this, mi mana otam lomar lo pitaron kechola arucham. Because what would have prevented them, if you read it literally, that they didn't give him an interpretation, that's very difficult, because why not? Why wouldn't they just make up something? And it's also difficult on the other side, why, if they were not literally, if they told him the dreams and he didn't accept it, why didn't he accept them? What exactly about them saying what they were saying that they were making up that he refused to accept it? Lufize Yuvan, and also through this we can understand Lama Nechnes Yosef Latate Eitzel Lamach. What allowed Yosef to feel comfortable giving advice to the king? Not only does he interpret the dream, but he says, oh, and let me be so bold as to tell you how to take advantage of this dream. Kizam Nam Hayam Hamivukash, because Shagal says that's exactly what Paro was looking for. He wasn't just looking for an interpretation of the dream. He was looking for a way that this could be helpful. Lo Leidah Atidi, he didn't just want to know the future. El Leidah Otal Kidei Lehishamer Mimenu, that he would know and be able to prevent whatever, what bad thing would be happening. Kumok Shekasafti, and he says that I write in some journal a similar idea. V'inei Katuv Omer V'yisaper Paro Lahem Et Chalamo V'lashon Yachid. And what's fascinating is that if you notice, Paro actually says to them his dream singular. He doesn't say it to them in the plural, so Shadal is pointing that out as well. Ki be'emet chalom echad hu. Because, what's the reason? It's not that he only told them one out of the two dreams, but rather he told it because it's really one dream. It's really one idea. It just happened twice. Aval ha'chartumim hayu choshvim shehim shnei chalumot. But one of the things that Paro really didn't like is that the Chartumim understood it as two separate dreams, two separate interpretations. Lo ayu yodim liftor otam. And that's what they didn't understand how to interpret. L'kach katu ve'impotera otam b'loshen rabim. And that's why there's a switch. It says he told them his dream, and it says, and they, the Chartumim, weren't able to give a solution for them. Impoter otam. They can. So why is it changed from dream to them? The answer is that from Paro's perspective, it was one long dream with two different elements in it. And for the Chartumim's perspective, it was actually two dreams, and that was part of the problem. But Rashi ksav yachi biadi kasuv, and he notes that Rashi, in manuscript, he has in his manuscript, ki targumo mitaruche. Okay, fine. So he tells you what there's a difference in Rashi, but it's interesting, actually. So Shadal brings up a couple of interesting points. First of all, what exactly was wrong with what the Chartumim and the Chachamim were saying to Paro that he didn't accept it? Also, what does it mean that they didn't give him an interpretation? It's all the same thing, which is that they couldn't tell him how exactly it would benefit him. It answers the question, why did Yosef feel free to tell him advice, you know, what gave him the breeziness to be able to do that? And what's also fascinating is that he gives an answer for why is the tense change, or rather, why does the grammar change from singular, chalumo, to plural, which he says is that from Paro's perspective, it was one long dream, and from the Chartumim's perspective, it was two separate dreams. I should note here that the Ketava HaKabbalah has a different approach here, which I think is also, he gives an interpretation that approaches these questions from a very different aspect. It's an interesting thing to point out that when Paro says his dreams, it says that he says it in the singular. It could be that he didn't mention to them how he woke up between the dreams. But yeah, if you look at when he tells the dreams over to Yosef, he actually mentions that he woke up. It could be the Chartumim, and this was maybe arranged by God, he left out the fact that he woke up. And what Yosef felt comfortable, why did he feel comfortable telling him advice? Because perhaps waking up, I don't know if it was saying it was part of the dream, per se. Maybe he didn't actually wake up in real life. I don't think the Saba Kabbalah is saying that. But he's saying that maybe the fact that he woke up between the dreams is actually part of the elements of the interpretation. And according to the Ketavah HaKabbalah, it's to say that Paro is supposed to wake up. He should wake up and do something about this. And so Yosef says, if you want me to give you an interpretation of what it means to wake up, it means that there's going to be 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine, and therefore use the 7 years of plenty to your advantage. And therefore he felt comfortable telling him what advice was, because that's actually part of the dreams, or part of the interpretation of what's going on in the dreams, that he woke up. The Chartumim, the Chachamim were missing that aspect, and maybe they could have come up with the same thing that Yosef said, if not for the fact that maybe Paro left it out. Ksavah Kabbalah doesn't actually mention that Paro left it out, but that's how maybe we would answer this question as well. It could be that Paro himself believed that the fact that he woke up was significant. So Paro was maybe bothered. Part of what bothered him is that when he woke up, he went back to sleep, and he had a very similar dream, almost a continuation of the previous dream, and that is what made him realize that something is going on here. So when the Chartumim and the Chachamim didn't give an interpretation of that aspect, he started to wonder, who is able to tell me what's going on here with the fact that I woke up and then had the same dream, and that's what Yosef was able to tell him. Wake up. Do something about this. There's something to do here. Maybe that informs us why Shaddai believes as well that Paro was convinced that there is something of a benefit. There was a prediction of the future for him. Although Shaddai doesn't say that. Shaddai thinks that why would he, if this is a significant dream, why would he be told it? It must be for his benefit. And also the fact that it was on his birthday, that's what Shaddai mentions. That is all significant, very interesting to try to figure out what exactly is going on here. All right, Shkoyach.